food or drink.
Okay, and yesterday you...
He drank a drink of water.
And many times he has.
Yeah, drank a drink of water.
When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Everybody pull up a chair and dig in. That's what it's...
Okay, what if someone are still standing up and they just, you know, maybe it's a guest and seems a little shy about...
You say, come on, don't be shy. Come on, pull up a chair and...
So you would tell him to...
Sit down, pull up a chair and go to eat.
Okay. Are there any terms that you use that maybe you had a lot of guests? Would you still, you know, say, you know, pull up a chair and sit down?
Yeah, just say, get around and let's pull up a chair and let's go to eat.
Okay. What am I doing right now in this chair?
You're sitting in the chair.
Okay, and right now I...
You're relaxing.
Okay, and using that word before, say someone comes into the dining room and you ask them, won't you...
Have a chair.
Okay, or won't you, using the word you used before...
Pull up a chair.
Or
sit down.
Okay, and yesterday he...
He sat in the chair.
Okay, many times he has.
He has sat in the chair.
If you want someone not to wait until, the potatoes are passed, you say...
Pass me the potatoes.
Okay. Or, you just kind of hand it to someone...
Yeah, just hand me the potatoes. Half the potatoes.
Okay, or there's a guest that's kind of reluctant to, you know, to eat as much as he would normally. So you just might hand him, you know, the beans and say...
Help yourself.
Okay. If someone was out on the lake drowning, he might yell what?
Help.
Okay, and yesterday he was a lifeguard, too many people that can drown.
Using
that same word.
He helped them?
Okay. And many times he has.
He has helped.
Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't...
Don't care for it.
Perhaps if you had something more than you could eat for Sunday dinner, Monday you eat it and say you were having...
The leftovers.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
To chew it.
What do you call a dish made out of... Indian or cornmeal and then some kind of liquid. I don't know if it's a dessert here or not. Or maybe it's just warmed cornmeal and milk or water.
That's mash. Mush.
Are there any variations of that? Any different ways it's prepared or anything?
No,
I'll
put them referred to as hot mush or cold mush.
But you just what? Have cornbread and ground up cornbread?
No, that's a meal that you just make it up with hot water.
And that's it? No sugar or?
No, not unless you want sugar in it. Uh-huh. See, you use it in milk.
Uh-huh.
Pour milk on it. In other words, you use it in a bowl. I'll verify that a little bit clearer if I can. You see, you put on water to boil it. I'm going to strike the ball like you will cut oats for gold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of using oats, you use cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
And you stir that in there, you get it as thick as you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eat that, put it in a dish and put milk on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the things for dinner, you have a meat, a bread, and usually a, what else? Another type of food.
Well, let's see, we have...
They're grown.
Mm-hmm.
They're planted. It's a general term for them.
You mean term green?
The class they belong to.